Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Worst place they could be in. He's good enough. They're good enough. They're going to go 9-8, 10-7. They won't matter in the playoffs, and we all know that. And then they're not bad enough to get a top 8 pick and finally find the quarterback of the future. And so anybody who says that Aaron can't play anymore, you're just being a hater because of some of the things you don't like about him as a person. But this still is a subpar offensive line. They only have really DK Metcalf on the perimeter. Freiermuth's a really nice tight end. They don't work the middle of the field with Arthur Smith right now. Maybe that'll change with Aaron, but Aaron didn't necessarily do it a ton last year. So you're in that area where, wait, great, we're going to be a contending team, but we are not better than Buffalo. We're not better than Kansas City. We're not better than Denver. We're not better than Chargers. We're not better than the Bengals. We're not better than the Ravens. So are we really going to matter? No. But we're not going to be bad enough. At the end of the day, if the Steelers said we're going with Mason Rudolph this year because we have to figure out this position for the future and next year's college class is going to be good, I would have sat back and said, like, not traditionally how you go do it, but I understand the reasoning why.
I'm sick and tired of hearing that the Bengals are better than the Steelers. I'm tired of that. Yeah, the Bengals beat the Steelers in the last game of the season. Sure, that happened. Also, didn't make the playoffs. And the Steelers whooped up on that ass in Cincinnati, and I haven't seen enough out of the Bengals to think that they're going to improve a lot year over year. They had a historically good offensive season. Joe Burrow, if they had made the playoffs, arguably could have been the league's MVP. They didn't add to the offense. They just kept a guy around that they already had. But I'm not here to rip on the Cincinnati Bengals. No, I'm here to rip on Dan Orlovsky for that take. You don't need to tank to get a good quarterback.
No.
Now, the Steelers accidentally tanked in 2003, which led them to Ben Roethlisberger with the 11th overall pick in the draft, and that's the last time they had a losing season. Accidentally tanking might not be the worst thing. Like, if Rodgers didn't play well and they wound up going 6-11, or he got hurt and then Rudolph has to go in, and I didn't think Rudolph would play well this year, and you wind up accidentally tanking, I do think maybe you can make an argument, not the worst, because you didn't ship off TJ Watt. You added DK Metcalf. You tried to make this roster better. They're going to go out and try to get a number two wide receiver. I want a rookie quarterback next season landing in a good spot. And if you tank and you trade the Watts, I thought a lot about this last night. You trade the Watts. You don't get Metcalf. You really go hard after the tank. And let's say you do pick 8th overall. What is that rookie quarterback walking into next year?
Exactly.
That's why the tanking is a dangerous game. You know, Cincinnati, when they picked first overall to get Joe Burrow, they at least had good skill position talent around Burrow. And then you go out and you get Ja'Marr Chase, and the rest is history. And you can fix it pretty quickly to bring it back to the Bengals. But that's not always how it works. If you tear everything down to stink, now you have to build it back up with that rookie quarterback. And so what, the first couple of years?
Right, it takes time.
It takes time.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs traded up in the 2017 NFL draft to take Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs traded their 2017 first round pick, that was 27th overall. They traded a 2017 third round pick and their 2018 first round pick to the Buffalo Bills. They moved up to the 10th spot. They selected Patrick Mahomes. It's going to take a lot for the Steelers to move up. But if you get your guy and you've already got a good foundation in place, isn't that okay?
Yes.
So the Steelers are trying to win this year. What will it get them? It's anybody's guess. I think they'll make the playoffs. You think they'll win a playoff game? They can still get their franchise quarterback next year. And when that guy walks through the door, you've got a really good defense. I think Cam Hayward will still be here. You'll definitely have TJ Watt. You've got Alex Highsmith. You'll have Minkah Fitzpatrick. You've got Joey Porter Jr. You didn't tear it all down. So now you've got a rookie quarterback trying to win with a bad defense. You got DK Metcalf. If you were really tanking, you wouldn't have done that. They don't need to tank. And we don't have to suffer through a losing season. We can't handle them not winning playoff games. If they were 6-11 this year, they would be getting excoriated, crucified, even if it led to them getting their quarterback of the future next year. Like, you can try to win this year. You can maybe win a playoff game, get that monkey off your back, and this offense can learn from Aaron Rodgers. You got a young running back in Caleb Johnson. You've got a young offensive line. None of these guys know how to win in the NFL. At least Aaron Rodgers can share that experience as a Super Bowl champion and a four-time MVP. So that next year when you draft your rookie, I think it's the best possible position for you to be in. So I totally disagree with Dan Orlovsky.
There's three things I think people are missing. One, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're not going to do that. That's number one. They're the Pittsburgh Steelers, so they're always going to try to win. I mean, they're not going to tank. They're not going to embrace it. They're not going to do that for any type of player. I don't care if it's in the draft. I don't care if it's a Hall of Fame player. They're not going to tank to get somebody. They have a bigger agenda for who they are and to keep a standard, at least in that realm, high of at least competing and winning every single year for their brand. Like, they are just not going to do that. One. Number two, I think what people are missing is the amount of picks that they have next year. The amount of picks that they have next year almost gives you that blanket to not have to tank, to be able to package those picks and the following year after this season, in what, 2026 it would be? What would it be, 2026, 2027? Yeah. You can use those picks as well because you're going to go after your quarterback, okay? So you could package all those together to get your quarterback. Number three, there's not just two or three quarterbacks in this draft. There's a lot.
There's like six.
There's like six or seven, maybe eight. You know that there's somebody else that's going to creep up in that conversation throughout the season. We don't know where these guys are going to fall and how good of a season that they're going to have. Yeah, you can look at the intangibles, and a lot of them have traits that be NFL quarterbacks. And say, okay, like, this guy could be the third guy based off of his traits, his NFL traits. But we don't know how and where these guys are going to fall throughout this upcoming season. Like, a lot of questions are around Drew Aller. Yeah, he has the traits to be an NFL quarterback, but I think a lot of teams want to see how he does this year.
Can you get it done in the biggest moments against the best competition? Yeah.
Can you throw the ball to win? Can they rely on you on multiple games to win? I would want to know that if I was interested in drafting quarterbacks. So, in my world, there's probably going to be eight quarterbacks. The Steelers don't necessarily need to go up to number four to maybe get a quarterback. There's not going to be every team in the first 15 picks that are going to pick a quarterback.
No, and it's not always the case that the first or second quarterback taken is the best quarterback from the class.
Right, exactly.
We see it all the time.
It's the one that you like, that you feel that can actually...
Yes!
And that's the case. Like, it could be... You know, what if Sellers has a bad year, or say that he gets nicked up and he misses a few games and doesn't really showcase anything, then he slides in the draft. Like, and that's your guy the whole time. Like, he slides to 13th. Yeah, you could trade up there. That's more feasible.
If the Steelers had the number one pick in 2000 and the 2004 draft, do they take Eli Manning? Do they take Phillip Rivers? Or do they take Ben Roethlisberger? I don't know the answer to that. I'm happy they got their guy. He was the third quarterback taken, and it was 11th overall. Again, the Chiefs moved from 27th to 10th and gave up two first-round picks to do it. I've looked at a ton of way, way, way too many early mock drafts. I think I said that wrong. I've looked at a bunch of way too early mock drafts. There we go. And in just about all of them, the Rams have traded up to take a quarterback. So should they have not got Matt Stafford? Well, they should have tanked, Doran. Wouldn't want to have to give up two first-round picks. I just don't think it's a big deal if you get the guy. And there's no guarantee that the guy would work out, but the process to me is sound. You try to win this year. You package two first-round picks. You move up. You take your quarterback in the draft here in Pittsburgh in 2026. Yeah. It's not that hard. Mm-mm. And you don't have to sell your soul as a franchise. And I get it. They've been above the mean. That's not good enough. Understood. But tank is like a four-letter word to them. Like, they're the franchise that tries to win even at times at their detriment, to their detriment. Don't sell your soul. Still get your guy. And like you mentioned, you've got 12 picks next year. Now, are those going to be enough to move up? No, but here's what you can do. Let's say you finish 21st again. Rodgers gets you to the playoffs. You lose a game in the playoffs. Okay. We've had fun watching the team down the stretch. Hey, maybe Rodgers can win the game. He loses. Fine. 21st overall pick is what that would net you. You trade that. You trade the following year's first-round pick. You move up. You take whatever, Lenore Sellers or the Levitt kid from Arizona State, name your quarterback. You've got a second-round pick, 3 third-round picks, 2 fourth-round picks, a fifth-round pick. You're not going to make all those draft picks. Maybe you trade a couple of thirds. So now you've got 2 seconds.
Right.
So now you've added a couple of players in the second round. Then you make your third-round pick. Then a couple of fourth-round picks. They're going to continue to be part of that compensatory game. They're going to keep playing that game, you would think, next year too. So probably 2027, you're going to have more draft picks. You can part with 2 first-round picks for your franchise quarterback and not have to suffer through a 6-win season to do so.
I really look at it like this. If I were running things for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would look at it like this. I'm going to sign Aaron Rodgers. I have DK Metcalf. We had a pretty decent draft. We have a young offensive line, and I'm just talking on offense. We have TJ Watt. We have Cam Hayward. We have Minkah Fitzpatrick. We have all the guys on defense. Let's say that things work out this year where we play a good brand of football. Let's say, honestly, and this is how I would think of every scenario. I think of the worst, I would think of the best.
Absolutely.
Let's say that we make it to an AFC championship game. In my mind, if we were to make it to an AFC championship game, this is why I would go with the method that they're going with right now. In my mind, if we made it to an AFC championship game, it's not going to be all because of Aaron Rodgers. It would be a team effort, as it always is, as it usually is. So if we make it that far, that means my offensive line has grown.
Mm-hmm.
That means my running back situation has grown. That means my tight ends did well. That means DK Metcalf balled out. That means TJ Watt balled out. That means Cam Hayward. That means Minkah Fitzpatrick. That means my linebackers, my corners, JPJ grew, and now he's a number one corner. It makes it a lot more easier, whatever pick I would have, say it was the late 20s, to pick a quarterback or to trade it for a quarterback whenever I have the foundation in place for next year, because I would know this year that I had that.
I'm with you, and it's why I said at the very beginning of the offseason, build the nest for the following quarterback, for your next franchise quarterback. Go out and, I said it, go sign a cheap guy and build around the cheap guy. Aaron Rodgers is making $13 million this year. I didn't think he'd be the cheap guy. I thought he'd cost $30 million. He cost $13. They have $18 million in cap space right now. They like to go into the season with about $10, pretty much your slush fund, something that you have in case something bad happens. Mm-hmm. You need to make a trade or guys get injured. They do it every year. They've done it since Colbert. I think that's because Omar Khan does such a great job with the cap. So really, they only have $8 million left to spend. Once you give TJ his contract extension, you'll get a little bit more. That's enough to go now go get a wide receiver. But they were not going to have enough money to do a whole heck of a lot more. Aaron Rodgers at $13 million, again, operating the way that I understand it, means you got about $10 million, maybe $12 million, depending on what happens with TJ's contract. Go get your other wide receiver. And I thought it would take doing it with a Justin Fields cheap quarterback or a Daniel Jones cheap quarterback to build around. No, you don't need to, because Aaron Rodgers took 13.
Yeah.
Now go get your wide receiver number 2. 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. Dan Orlovsky says this is the worst thing the Steelers could have done. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this subject wins a pair of tickets, Doran, to Tacos and Tequila Festival at EQT Park, Saturday, June 28th, with music from Lil Jon, Chingy, Petey Pablo, Mike Jones, and more. 412-928-9370. That's also the text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dan Orlovsky says that the Steelers signing Rodgers is the worst move they could have made. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Segment brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Doran, I think this is what you were getting at in the last segment. I wholeheartedly agree. Playoff experience is important, and I remember Baker Mayfield, his rookie season. He put up all kind of good numbers, threw a bunch of touchdowns, threw a lot of picks, but he wasn't playing in games with stakes. Like, obviously, you want to play well, and you're still reading the defense, and you're still having 350-pound guys land on you, and there's pressure, but there's a different pressure if down the stretch you're trying to get into the playoffs. If Rudolph were the starter this year, and you go 6-11 and the tank job happens, I don't know, you've got a really young offense here.
Right.
I think you're missing something down the stretch in terms of evaluation. Like, okay, these guys, oh, they look pretty good. Like, oh, Caleb Johnson, he looks really good. Steelers trying to get their seventh win in week 17. Who cares? Like, experience is experience. And playing in meaningful games down the stretch and hopefully getting to the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers, I think, is valuable to a young offensive core. And Cam Hayward said it on his podcast today. He thinks what this offense needs is experience. All right, how about some playoff experience then?
Yeah, I mean, my point was is that if they take a shot on Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers will be a part of the solution to getting to the playoffs, possibly winning playoff games, but he's not the only solution. Like, it would take the offensive line that is very young. It would take guys like Broderick Jones to have to play very well throughout the whole entire season for this to happen. With Zach Frazier, Troy Faltanu, Caleb Johnson, Jaylen Warren. I mean, you know, DK Metcalf, you know, Roman Wilson. Like, these guys would all have to play well to get to there. Now, Aaron Rodgers can help them do that. And I think that the experience that, like you're saying now, the experience that they would get, it wouldn't just be about Aaron Rodgers getting them. It would everybody have to play well, and then you can move on from Aaron Rodgers, and everybody has that experience for next year whenever you get that young quarterback to just ease that guy into the lineup of guys that have played meaningful football. Like, that's what it's about. And it could go very bad this year. But, like, I'm going to take a chance on, hey, like, if it does go well, we're really setting ourselves up for the future everywhere else but quarterback, but we know we're going to get one next year.
Meanwhile, you've got Orlovsky advocating for the tank, but the way I view a tank is you rip everything down to the studs. So that would mean you trade T.J. Watt earlier in the offseason, you trade Minkah Fitzpatrick, you don't get D.K. Metcalf, you're trying to stink. And then you'd have to build it all the way back up again around the rookie quarterback when you could get that guy next year anyhow if you just part from a second first-round pick. That's my preferred route. Let's go to Tim in the North Hills. You agree with Orlovsky, Tim?
No, you know what? I completely agree with everything you guys have said. And two points that I want to add. One, what people seem to have just given up on this season, I look at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm excited because he is a guy who, look how good the offense looked last year when Russell Wilson was allowed to audible. He's a guy that Mike Tomlin is not going to go to Aaron Rodgers and say, oh, hey, you're not allowed to audible anymore.
Right.
You know, he's a guy that's going to have a ton of control. Mike Tomlin respects him enough, way more than Russell Wilson, that he will let him run the offense with Arthur Smith. I'm excited for this year. I'll be more excited if they get a wide receiver, too. But the other point, too, is people keep, you know, talking about, oh, the offensive line, like he mentioned there, the offensive line isn't that great. The offensive line was running a run block scheme that was opposite of what they want to do. They want to do a zone blocking scheme, but Najee Harris doesn't fit that.
Yeah, that was one of the, and this is a, I'm not gonna completely cut you off or hang up on you, Tim. I think that's a really good point. That was one of the real true nuggets of truth we got from the Steelers last offseason. We want to see how Najee Harris fits within this scheme, and we're not going to pick up the fifth-year option. And he didn't fit the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a running back who didn't fit the scheme last year. You've got Caleb Johnson now, who played in his own blocking scheme in college and showed breakaway speed. And you had two quarterbacks that were the most frequently sacked quarterbacks in the league for years leading up to the Steelers bringing them in. There is reason to believe that this offensive line can be better this year, Doran.
Oh, look, I mean, you talk about a guy that fit the scheme, and I know it was only like a sample size, but you could tell that the running game could work is whenever Cordarrelle Patterson went into the Colts game before he got hurt. Like, he knew the scheme. Like, he came from Arthur Smith's scheme. He knows how to run in that scheme. And look what it looked
well
like.
Well said. Yeah.
Look what it looked like.
That was the best running back looked all year,
All year. But that's what it looked like. That's a 33-year-old running back running Arthur Smith's scheme the right way. That's what it could look like with a Caleb Johnson that knows the scheme had a scheme-ish type of offense in college.
And it'll be to the Steelers' detriment at times when A-Rod gets rid of the ball real quick, but I don't think you're going to see the sack totals anywhere near where they were last year. And down the stretch, Russ was on his back an awful lot. Now, you're playing good defenses, but still. Henry in the car. And Tim, we put you on hold. I said I wouldn't hang up on you. I didn't, because you could win a pair of tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival at Wild Things Park. Henry in the car next up. Hi, Henry.
Hey, guys. I struggle with the whole tank thing, just from a management standpoint. Yeah, how do you look your guys in the eye? And we're just not going to try this year. You might break your leg or you might blow out your knee, but you're going to do it on a losing cause. I mean, how do you face your guys? How does the locker room survive that?
I totally agree.
I don't understand that.
I'm with you.
Every time I hear the word attack, I want to vomit, because, I mean, I manage a crew, guys. And I can give them a week of not trying, and then I take 2 months to get them back.
Thank you, Henry.
I totally agree. Like, I in any sport, really, I'm like, man, you know how hard it is to go into a locker room and you know that you're not trying? Like, that's hard. That'd be very hard to deal with as a player. I mean, for individual success, like, even for future success, future money, like, I'd be like, man, you're messing with my livelihood now because you want to lose?
Right. Yeah, I'm not surrounded by the best talent.
I don't know about that.
I think there are a lot of people in this town that are okay with the tank. I think the majority of Steelers fans, though, they look at it like the Steelers do, as a four-letter word. We've already taken a couple of calls on that. We've had a few texts as well. Like, people don't want to deal with the tank. We're all pissed off because they're above the mean, because they're winning 10 games and getting destroyed in the postseason. I don't think Steelers fans want to watch this team purposefully lose. We got too much pride around here for that. Now, it did lead them to Ben Roethlisberger, but as I outlined in the previous segment, there are other ways to find a franchise quarterback beyond tanking. We'll take more calls on this. Tim in the North Hills, the leader in the clubhouse right now for the tacos and tequila tickets, 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on this when we come back. Also, can you ever give a franchise points for trying? Get to that, too. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, number two of the week for us, flying by. Aaron Rodgers is going to speak today for the first time to assembled Pittsburgh and national media. Looking forward to that. We're also going to get the tee times and pairings for the U.S. Open Championship today at 9:30 a.m., Doran.
Yes, sir.
Where's our guy Matt Vogt going to be? Who's he going to be paired with?
Scotty.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Why not?
Could you freaking imagine?
But, I mean, what's holding them back from creating a story in a story that's already a big story around that's a local story?
How many times did you say story there? Like
story.
Eight? I don't know how it works.
I don't either. But I mean, for content wise, if I want to,
oh, be
there's
sick.
Already huge a lot of eyes on the U.S. Open. Like, I mean, I would put the local story with the best player. Why not?
Our guy AQ Shipley. Just kidding, Neil. No, that was a joke this time. I got his name wrong before. Neil Shipley was walking around with Tiger Woods.
Right.
Just a total pinch me moment. Our question now, though, Dan Orlovsky says, signing Aaron Rodgers was the worst thing the Steelers could possibly do because he thinks Rodgers and the Steelers are too good to stink and they'll go 9-8, 10-7 again and get waxed in the playoffs. Do you agree with Dan Orlovsky? 412-928-9370. I've thought an awful lot about this of late, and when Rodgers gets signed, it kind of gets the cobwebs out of some of the reaches and corners of your brain, and you start rethinking things that you've been opining on for 3 weeks. As it's actually crystallized here and as he's actually the quarterback. And the more I've thought about it, the more and more I realize you don't have to tank. You just don't have to. You can try to win this year. You're not going to win the Super Bowl, okay, but you take a shot. You see what you can do. Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle. And if you wind up with a 21st pick again, so be it. You trade up and you take your quarterback of the future, and it's probably going to take a couple of first-round picks, but no one's going to be crying about it. No one cries in Kansas City that they gave up a second first-round pick for Patrick Mahomes. They just count their championship rings. Here's a text. Going to take three number ones to get a quarterback. Cleveland has two number ones next year. Well, you don't necessarily have to jump Cleveland, first of all, because there are multiple quarterbacks worthy of top 15 selection in next year's draft, at least as it sits right now. And also, and this is an opinion, I mean, I think Cleveland's going to pick number one overall. I think they're going to be the worst team in football this year. And you're not getting the number one overall. So I don't even worry about Cleveland. Get them out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to jump other teams. I don't think Cleveland will be one of them. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls in a second. I asked the question headed to break. Do you give the Steelers points at least for trying? I don't, but I do want to point out, which I think is fairly obvious, a lot of people say about the Steelers, Doran, that they do the same things over and over again, expecting different results. And I think it's actually an indictment on them. They've done a lot of different stuff, and they're getting the same results. That, to me, is worse.
Doing the same.
Yeah, because we're going to try to win different ways, and we're still going to come up short of winning playoff games. Like, they've got 10 different starters that are going to suit up, if everyone's healthy, week one this year compared to what they ran out there with last season. This is the fifth consecutive year now. They're going to have a different starting quarterback week one. They actually hired an offensive coordinator with experience, which is something they hadn't done. They fired a guy midseason, which they hadn't done since like the Beatles were touring.
They traded for a $150 million receiver.
That too. Like, they're doing a lot. They're trying to win. And I'm not going to throw a parade for that. Like I said, you don't get points for trying, but I do think it's worth pointing out. Everyone likes to say they just keep doing the same stuff. They've turned over an awful lot of this roster, and this is the fifth straight year. Half a decade now, they're starting with a different quarterback. It hasn't worked. Fair enough. But they are throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks. To the phones, Mike in Point Breeze. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to mention I haven't heard anyone talk about the special teams this year with all our young, fast rookies.
Well, Jack Sawyer's going to be a big special teams guy, Doran.
Yeah, they can make some splash plays. And with Danny Smith, the great motivator, I think they can make some noise in the special teams, and that can be a difference in a few games.
Thank you, Mike.
Which could be a big difference by the end of the year.
Well, they're getting their punter back.
They are.
They have arguably the best kicker in football. They have a potential backup kicker if that arguably best kicker in football does get hurt, which he has in the past at times. And Ben Sauls and could come in here and knows how to kick in that stadium. Carson Bruner, I think, is going to. I know it's funny that, you know, they picked Mark Bruner's son, but I think that he's going to be a special teams ace for like 10 years in the league.
He had like 875 tackles last year.
He's going to be a captain in no time on the special teams unit. So yeah, their special teams is going to be better. Obviously, Christian Kuntz is back, the long snapper, and yeah, they're going to be good.
Just keep naming special teams guys.
I mean, right?
Harmon Killebrew. James Pierre. Corey Trice.
They're going to be good. So we have a good. They have a good special teams unit.
Texter, I'm sitting here on hold nervous if I'll lose the tickets and a guy calls up talking about special teams. I did have the same exact thought. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call up the fan. They're giving away these tacos and tequila tickets. I'm going to talk about Danny Smith. Jack Sawyer.
Yep.
Wonder what Ross Ventrone's doing these days.
Oh, I see him all the time.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
That guy was a demon on special teams.
Yep. His brother coaches for the Browns.
How about that?
Yep.
I liked Ross Ventrone. 412-928-9370. We'll give John an opportunity, but I think Tim in the North Hills is going to win these tickets. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I guess I think there's an overreaction from Steelers fans. I think if you look and see what Rodgers did last year in a Jets organization that has never truly been good since the 80s, he was top 10 in yards and touchdowns. And I think if you went and asked someone at the beginning of the offseason, hey, if I gave you a quarterback that was top 10 in yards and touchdowns, would you be happy? I don't think any Steelers fan would say no.
Yeah, it's the argument we all made. And thank you for the call, John, for Russell Wilson. And we were told by people who watched the team closely that the stats didn't line up with the way that he played. And then that wound up coming to fruition at the end of the season. I think Rodgers is better than Russ. And I know a lot of people have criticized Aaron Rodgers for ruining the New York Jets. He's not going to have that kind of say here.
Mm-mm.
So it's going to come down to Aaron Rodgers, the football player, not Aaron Rodgers, the part-time front office executive. And I think within the right structure, if it's just about playing football, and Albert Breer wrote a really nice piece in Sports Illustrated saying that the Steelers have been communicating with Rodgers for a while and have been tailoring their offense for him. If it's just about ball, I think Aaron Rodgers has a shot to do a little bit more than what Russell Wilson did last year. Now, if they gave him the keys to the whole damn castle and gave him a key to the city, it would probably turn out the same way, but they're not going to do that.
Right. He has too much respect for Mike Tomlin, and he probably knows that that's just not going to happen. This is Tomlin's show. It's not Aaron Rodgers' show, and he understands that whenever he signed or even gave the handshake deal. I mean, he totally understands that. And he knows that he needs that type of structure where he can respect the person above him. I think he's that type of guy. Like, I have to respect the head coach that understands the way that I think in order for me to fall in line. He didn't respect Saleh.
No.
Now, he didn't respect LaFleur.
No.
I mean, that was a rocky relationship at first.
Yes.
He respected McCarthy because they won together.
Right.
He needs
They'd
that.
Been through it.
Yeah. He needs somebody that has been there, done it, has their name in high regards.
Prediction, the soundbite that will go viral nationally today will be Aaron Rodgers absolutely goosing and pumping the tires of Mike Tomlin. He is going to wax poetic about how much he loves Tomlin, and that's what all the national shows will be running with today.
What will Tomlin say, though? Because Tomlin speaks today, too, I believe.
He's going to do the same thing. It's
same
a
thing.
Mutual admiration yeah, society.
Back and forth.
We have breaking Steelers news, and it's, I think, big-time news. We'll tell you what that is coming up next. Whoa! All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Breaking news from Adam Schefter and all the NFL insiders out there. Steelers standout edge rusher T.J. Watt seeking a new contract is not attending Pittsburgh's mandatory minicamp, per source. This would be, Mr. Dickerson, an escalation.
Yes.
Yes, Jeff Hathorn, earlier on in the show, if he thought T.J. would be there today and if he would participate, and Jeff thought that he would be there but not participating. Now, you and I noted that he was not in any of the photographs from Cam Hayward's golf outing yesterday.
Right.
So we noted that, and I know what Jeff was saying. He was going off of 4 years ago when Watt did the hold-in thing. This is totally different to me. And do you know what T.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers have in common, Doran? Neither of them have won a playoff game in a Steelers uniform.
Right.
People would be pissed if Aaron Rodgers were not there today.
Correct.
Keep the same energy.
Right.
TJ can be there, and he can be a leader, and he can be a rah-rah guy, and he can work out on the side, and he could do exactly what he did 4 years ago, and he would eventually get the contract. That's what I wanted to see out of the guy. Like, this is not a team that has a great leadership structure. It just isn't. If you did, you'd probably won a playoff game in the last 8 years. He's part of it. Be there for this. I said the line in the sand for Rodgers was mandatory minicamp. I feel the same way about Watt. I feel the same way about Hayward. I feel the same way about DK Metcalf. If you're on the team, you need to be there today. And clearly, this is the Steelers and Watt not even being close on a contract extension, which I also don't get. Like, they waited around. They screwed the pooch on this.
Right.
Myles Garrett gets paid. Max Crosby gets paid. Now you've got Trey Hendrickson doing the same thing as TJ Watt. I think it's a bad look for Watt. I think you could be here and still try to figure it out with your contract. I don't like it.
Well, it just seems to me like, I mean, if you think it's a bad look for Watt, if he's not going to show up, then it's not close. And there's probably a lot of friction at this point. And I said this before, and I said it just as a minute point. Maybe that they were protecting that position by drafting Jack Sawyer in the fourth round.
Man, it's a good point.
Like, as soon as they did that, I was like, maybe this isn't going to go the way that we all think it's going to go. And not that Jack Sawyer he could be. I mean, he played great at Ohio State. He was a fourth-round pick. But, like, you know, with him, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, like, that could be protection of, We may not see TJ.
I mean, I still think, and I agree with all that, I think you're still going to see a deal get done, but clearly there's trouble in paradise in a way that there wasn't 4 years ago. And while I am upset at TJ for not being there today because he's a leader and I thought he handled it the perfect way last time, I'm also furious with them. Like, we had talked about the merits of trading him earlier on in the offseason. Well, they never had intentions of that. So if you're going to pay him all along, what the hell is with this bizarre, antiquated approach of waiting until the last possible minute to get it done? Art Rooney II came out in his end-of-season media availability and said he's a one-helmet guy. Okay, get it done the day before then. Get it done the day after then. Get it done before Myles Garrett gets his deal. It doesn't have to be tough.
See, like, this is very interesting to me because this isn't your run-of-the-mill, hey, I need a new contract extension type situation. This is talking about being the highest paid at that position. And if you're not even close now, so who's going to get, like, who's really going to give in? If I feel like my worth is the best at my position, I should be paid higher than the guys that have got paid, the two guys that have got paid. And the Steelers are like, well, we are not willing to, like, how do you even come to a compromise there?
I agree.
How?
It seems like the easiest thing in the world to do. Like, you know what you're doing, right?
You should have did it first.
Right, you should have done it first, but that now that you haven't, like, it's pretty easy how you get it done, right?
You have to pay him.
You have to pay him. Maybe a dollar more than Myles Garrett, but that's what you got yourself into here. And I don't think there's a bad guy here necessarily. I think it was handled terribly. I don't think there's a bad guy here. TJ, of course, should want to be the highest paid defensive player in football. Of course he should. He felt like he should have got the Defensive Player of the Year award over Myles Garrett, and it perturbed him to the point where he wasn't there when Cam Hayward was getting his Walter Payton Man of the Year award. So, like, he doesn't like Myles Garrett, and he shouldn't like Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett takes every opportunity he gets, like after the snow game, to say, oh, I'm the best edge rusher. TJ Watt should want to get paid higher than that guy. Absolutely. And the Steelers need to know what the cost of doing business is. Is DK Metcalf really worth $150 million? No, but the market says he is, so you paid it. The market says right now that this guy is worth more than Myles Garrett.
Well, let's not miss the point that TJ Watt is pissed. Like, we don't know TJ Watt, and I didn't talk to him, but he's pissed because he has his brother that's chirping in his ear too. And he's probably thinking of all kinds of things and how, you know, there's talks of being traded. There's talks of, you know, obviously Myles Garrett is kicking his feet up and has a new contract. You have the kid in with the Raiders, Max Crosby. He has a new contract. Like, TJ is pissed. I'm going to go out and say it. Like, yes. He's very, very upset about this situation.
And he should be, but you need to understand that you're Mr. I want to win here. First step in winning here is being here. So I get why he's pissed. He should be pissed.
But why should he want to be here if they don't want to pay him to be here? Like, why should I want to be here if you don't even want me here? You're not showing that you really want me.
Do you want to win or not? Like, he says he wants to win. He says he wants to win here. You know they're going to pay you eventually. They're going to cave. They always do. All you need to do is look at what happened 4 years ago. I just think it looks awful for TJ.
Years ago, did they make him the highest paid at his position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll do it again. Now the money, it was, what, $28 million? And now we're looking at $40 million, but the cap's going up. And from a percentage of the cap standpoint, it's going to be very similar. 412-928-9370, time to react to that. We got Neil Walker briefly coming up next. That poor guy getting squeezed out here because there's a massive breaking Steelers story. Fam weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high is 75. That's Ryan Reeves. We'll be back shortly. It's Fam Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.